Good morning, good morning. Welcome to Coffee Talk with Soy, your new morning show where real talk happens every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Good morning, good morning. How y'all doing? How y'all doing in the cafe? Are you ready for some hot and steamy conversation this morning? What you drinking on? What you sipping on? Caramel macchiato? That's my favorite beverage right there. That's how I get my day started. Hot and steamy.
My mother and I had a fantastic relationship.
This is Stephen, and I just wanted to share.
You should always be in a place where you're celebrated. Life is too short to stay somewhere and tolerate.
If you cannot help a person, don't hurt them, especially the women.
It's always just whole essence is to bring out the best in other people.
Something that touches other people, and that's what your show does. It doesn't. It's not just conversation as you started. It actually has a purpose.
Good morning, and happy Saturday. Welcome to Coffee Talk with Soy, your new morning show where real talk happens every Saturday at 10 a.m. It's your girl Soy bringing you stimulating conversation to the Brew Nation. It's always a joyous occasion here in the cafe. Drink on it, think on it. Let's talk now. You see, if Soy means I am, therefore you are bold, beautiful, intelligent, amazing, and leaving your insecurities and inabilities to be tested, then rested, while you have real talk with Soy. It's always, always, always an occasion when you can unapologetically be you here in the cafe. Welcome to the show. Good morning, good morning, good morning. I'm telling you, I am learning to adjust to this new norm that we all are living. You know, it's a new day. It's our new norm. I can't imagine what life is going to be like after this. I can't imagine. And I think that for me, I'm beginning to see, for me, what's important. With all the things being removed, and I love the community that's coming back. I mean, in my neighborhood, I'm meeting new neighbors, seeing people walking, and it's taking me, you know, back a few years when that's what life was. It was about community. I mean, watching movies and just seeing the energy and the creativity on Facebook has become to be enlightening as well. People, I mean, I'm telling you, Black people, we are amazing people. We are so creative, and we're doing so many crazy, ridiculous, funny things. That just brings simple humor, information, education, and it's a beautiful thing. It's motivated me. I will be honest though that in addition to hearing all the great things that happen, that people are doing around their home, and spending time with their kids and their families, and they're talking about things they're doing, these virtual ideas that are coming up that people are sharing. Is really revitalizing. But what I have found to be a little sad and a little disappointing that everyone's home is not a happy home. I mean, there is more. Oh, there's more than COVID going on out here. You know, there's a lot more than COVID going on inside of the home. People are sheltering in place, and staying home has forced many to deal with issues that they would have delayed, ignored, turned a blind eye to. But sheltering in place has pushed things in our face, and we have, it's become our topic of conversation for the following month on Coffee Talk with Soy. We're going to be talking about behind the walls, inside the home, what people are dealing with as they shelter in place. And so this morning, I have an awesome guest in the cafe with me who is a licensed professional therapist. She is in the Atlanta area. Her name is S. Candy Winfield, and she is the owner, founder of Sutton Professional Counseling, located here right in the Atlanta area. So good morning, Candy. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Good morning.
good to be here, sheltered in place and in a good place.
And safe, right? This is the safest place.
And safe. Following all the rules.
As crazy as it seems, So I have been following the rules. I was choking up my little mask here that I've been wearing. I have a few, but I wanted to hold up this one particularly because it was designed by Two Light Creations. I want to thank them, Terry Wilbur and Tracy Ramsey out of New York. They are definitely Two Light, Two Cute, Two Twins, and they show too much love. But it's Two Light Creations, the number two, L-I-T-E, Creations. They have made this mask for me with the African Press, and I thank them for this. They're just wonderful people, and I appreciate it. One sudden for love. I'm also wearing their earrings here. They sell jewelry. They make jewelry. Feather Light, too. These are called Starbirds, and they're one of my favorites, so. They have a lot of products. You can find them on Facebook, Instagram, all those social media sites. So shout out to them, and thanks for always showing support, and thanks for your contribution to keeping me safe. So thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, so we are going to be talking about establishing peace in your home. And as I said, I'm aware that there's more than COVID-19 going on. As a matter of fact, yesterday, my daughter, we were having this discussion. So for those of you who don't know, I have a daughter that lives in Thailand. She's safe. She's sheltered in place as well, wearing her mask when she goes out, reminded to be clean. And unlike over here, they are actually doing testing when you go into public places. So they're taking your temperature, doing things like that, and they have been exercising those practices for some time. But yet and still, this global pandemic has been sheltered in place as well. So we were having a family discussion yesterday in which my daughter had a difference of opinion. And the way in which they were communicating with each other kind of took it to a whole nother level. And so at some point you miss the message, right? You miss the message because of the behavior, because of the communication that's happening, you no longer hear the message. And I'm bringing this up because we are in our homes seeing body language, seeing the turn of the head, reading emotions in a place where you are together. And I'm showing you that this even happens when you are virtually apart. And it's important. And the fact that you are in the same home with a person and you're having these differences, right? And the fact that you don't have an outlet, you can't go anywhere, sometimes that intensifies it and it gets worse. So I want to talk about some of those challenging places where you're trying to keep peace in the home, whether it's you and your spouse or whether it's you and a sibling or you and a family member, but being confined to a certain place requires you to kind of, it intensifies it and it requires you to deal with it. But yet and still, you want to keep peace in the home. So I know y'all don't trust my opinion. So I had someone to join me in this conversation who is, I call her the boundary queen because even in social circles, in other areas of life, she's constantly reminding us of how it's important to keep the boundaries in place to keep the peace. So Candy, tell us, how important are boundaries, and what are some examples of boundaries that we will use, in our household when we're trying to deal with issues or disease issues?
Very good question. We are at a place that we have really never been before. We have never been sheltered in place, so we don't have any ground rules, roadmap, or directions on how to do this. And so we're kind of learning as we go. And prior to this, when there were issues, when you were getting on my nerves, I was able to maybe leave, go to the gym, go for a walk, go over to my girlfriend's house, For some of us, we were going over to our girlfriend's house or our boyfriend's house. And all of that has been taken away. And so we are sheltered in place with our family, our loved ones. And if there were issues before, you're absolutely right. Those issues probably have escalated. And so it kind of becomes a matter of we have to deal with some things now. I think the sheltering in place, that's one of the reasons we are sheltered in place. I call it Reset 2020 because it's giving us an opportunity to address, to reset, to deal with ourselves, to find out what's important, what we need and what we don't need, but to really come out of this better and knowing exactly what it is that God has put in you to do and then be about doing that. So in the midst of all of that, I say that people are in three different places during this pandemic. They're either operating out of fear. They are either learning a whole lot about themselves. And because they're learning about themselves, they are able to go to the next place, which is growth. And so a lot of what you described, I think most of those persons are going to be in what's called the fear, what I call the fear zone. And think about when the pandemic first hit, what was going on? What were people doing? They were running to the store. They were buying up all of these products. They were hoarding food, toilet paper for whatever reason that was. Paper products, cleaning products, because they were operating out of a place of fear. What if? What if I run out? What if I can't get this? People were complaining. They were very anxious. And all of their, quote, unquote, negative emotions were being transmitted onto other people. And most of the time, people in the household. And so arguments existed. Why are you using so much paper? Why are you using that? That's for next week. You know, all of these fears. And so people were also reacting and not responding. And I want to talk about the difference between reacting and responding. And so when you react, right, you're coming from an emotional place, how you feel in that moment. And if your overwhelming feeling is fear, then you are going to respond in a way that creates anxiety in the household, creates anxiety among all the family members. Everybody's going to be anxious. It creates irritability. Everybody's easily agitated. And so you now have created an energy in your home that does not even allow for peace. And so you've got to move. For those of you, if anyone is still in the fear zone, you have got to move out of that place. Because it does not allow for fear to happen and to exist in your home. And we've seen that on television all across this country where people have operated out of fear. It was the initial response to this pandemic. And so that kind of creates a place of, again, just distress in the home, and you're not able to communicate, and that's many times why the communication breaks down.
That's a good point. That's a good point, Tanya. And before we move to those other zones that you spoke about, I want to share that a tip that I think that people could use, and it works for me. You know, we all have different things that may cause us to have anxiety about, you know, different stages. Some of us easily affected, and some to take a little more things, a little more severity. But we're all human. We all may have these issues of fear. I know for me, it's in what I do is I try to stay in the moment. Sometimes we have anxiety trying to get the next step. What's going to happen next? We get anxiety. And so for me, what I try to do is kind of just pull it all in. Say, remember where I am in this moment. We're safe. In this moment, we have enough. In this moment, you know, family's important. So I try to kind of zoom it in to and just kind of pull it in and just take a step back and stay in the moment. Is that helpful, you think, for people to do that?
That's very helpful. And that is exactly what you should do, is stay present in the moment, because all you have really is that moment, and realizing that most of the time you have what you need in that moment right now. The anxiety and the fear does come when, as you said, when you're forecasting, well, what may happen next week, and what am I going to do when this happens? The reality is none of that has happened yet. So stay in the moment. Treasure the moment. We may never have this opportunity again to reconnect, to reset, to spend quality time. And so thinking about, now that I have this time, what are some of the things that I need to be doing, you know, with my children, with my husband, with my spouse, with my family, my extended family, personally? I think it is so critical right now to do that self-assessment and be self-aware. What are the issues that are coming up for you? Because if they're coming up, guess what that means? That means you need to address it. And so if it's coming up, and I can share a perfect example of, and my client won't mind me sharing this, is she said she kept having this memory that just kept popping up, and she didn't know why. And it was a memory from her childhood where her primary caregiver had said something very, very harsh to her and very, very hurtful to her. And it was making her not want to deal with this family member. And as we talked about it and processed, one of the things that we came to and the insight that she gained from that is that there were still areas that she needed to forgive this family member in. And she thought she had, but having these negative emotions coming up made her realize, I haven't forgiven her. And so she is now working on forgiving and understanding, because too many of us really don't understand what forgiveness is. And we say, I forgive you, but I ain't forgot. I'm not going to forget. And that is not forgiveness. Or we may say, you need to apologize to me first. And that was kind of where she was. She felt the family member needed to come to her and apologize before she could really, truly forgive. And that's not true. And so removing that, again, the bitterness, the anger, the disappointment, the rage, the not wanting to be around this person through forgiveness moves her, again, to that learning and growth zone. And so, again, if you have things that are coming up, particularly coming up in your relationship, because now that you are in the home together and you don't have an escape, stuff is coming up. I think there are probably many people that are realizing that at work, you got a work wife, or you have a work husband, and that is where you have been getting your emotional needs met. And now that you're home with your husband or your spouse, I keep saying husband, or wife, you realize you're not connected to them, that you don't get your emotional needs met from your spouse, and you're missing your work wife or husband. But you're not really realizing and understanding what's going on. That's what's going on. You got a work wife or a work husband, and your emotional needs are met through that person. So that means you need to reconnect with your spouse, and you need to spend this time learning how to communicate, learning how to get your emotional needs met through the one that you're married to. That's big, and that is happening a lot.
Yeah, that is big, and I can see how stressful and frustrating that can be if the conversation does not precede the action. And so, meaning that realizing this, you know, or maybe hearing this has helped you to realize, maybe that's what it is. Oh, you know, but that's what it is. And so now the conversation needs to happen about that, and not that you point out to your spouse how valuable or what you share with the work person, but you share to yourself how much you need them, how you need to talk to them about certain things, how it's important to you. But don't bring that other person's name or, you know, into the conversation. Make it about the two of you and start from the place of, I need you to do this for me. this is what I need from you, and not compare them to someone else, because that conversation can totally go left real quick. Don't you think, Candy?
Absolutely. Absolutely, it'll go left, especially if you're already kind of not meeting each other's needs. And I think that's one of the reasons communication breaks down is how we start out. Because if I come to you saying, you never da-da-da-da-da, or you never listen to me, you never hear when I need you, you're really going to give me a rebuttal to what I'm saying instead of listening to what's going on in my heart and understanding, why am I even saying those words? So you really have to be very, very mindful of how you start that conversation out. And you kind of start that conversation out, as you said, Dawn, by saying what you need. So you start out with an I statement. I feel very lonely, and we've been in this house, you know, for 3 days, but we have rarely talked to one another. I need for us to engage and connect more. You know, how do you think we can do that? What do you need from me? Because I really need honest, connecting, engaging conversation. I need you to kind of be in my face. I guess I'm asking for some real quality time. What do you think about that? You know, a person can kind of respond to that a little better than you coming saying, you never spend time with me. We've been in this house for 3 days, and you haven't even talked to me for 20 minutes. Because, again, you're going to get a rebuttal instead of the person understanding where you are and what you need. And so approach is very significant and very important in terms of kind of getting that positive outcome.
And I don't know how creative some couples can be, but I saw a couple of posts where people would invite the other person to kind of go on a date, you know, let's have a movie night. Start with that. And maybe if your, let's say your significant other has been, y'all have been, you know, throughout this time. I mean, y'all use the 6 feet in the household and not outside the house, but y'all 6 feet or in the same house, you know. But let's just say that your spouse or your husband or your significant other is watching sports most of the day and not really paying you a lot of attention, and you're on the phone and y'all in different rooms and not even eating together. So you can start doing those things where let's eat at the table together, you know, to try to bridge the gap and start, you know, to having those conversations or start trying to get the two of you back in sync again. So you can start with small things as opposed to this big, heavy conversation. It may be uncomfortable if the two of you have not gotten used to, you know, having conversations with each other. So you may want to start with small things like eating together at the table or, you know, just watching a movie, even though you would be silent watching it. But it will, you know, create, you know, maybe move you to a place where there's less tension between the two of you and you can get into a where you can begin to have a conversation about some of those things you may need to conversate about.
Absolutely. And even creating a space in the house where this is our intimate time or this is our private time. Say, for instance, if you have children, so that children know, okay, if mommy and daddy are in this room, whether it be the bedroom or another room, if you have another room in your house, is there quiet in their private time? And then there might be another time where it's family time. So I think during this pandemic, that's a very important point as well, is to have some structure, have some routine, and have some consistency so that it doesn't feel very chaotic in the household. Know exactly when, especially if you're working from home, when the day is going to start, when the school day is going to start, when lunch is, when you're going to take a break, when snack time is, because children need that. And then as the adult, it helps you to know what's next. So definitely that would be one thing to kind of put in place is structure, routine, and consistency as we kind of go through this. That helps a whole lot. And for couples, right, having that intimate time, that quality time, and as I said, even creating a space for that to happen in. I think when you mentioned boundaries before, and boundaries that you could kind of utilize or put in place is when we are in our intimate space time, we have some rules. You know, we're not, this is not a time where we're going to bring up toxic issues. We are not going to yell. We are, you know, you can have some boundaries around that that keep it safe and that keep it intimate and allow you to connect and engage one another in a healthy and kind of nurturing way. So kind of keeping that in mind, what boundaries would you put in place to ensure that that happens?
Okay. I'm feeling that. Yeah, but that's a good point for you in your intimate space, not to bring up things that's going to change that.
Exactly. Change the energy in the room. You want to keep that as your sacred space. You know, and if I may move into kind of the learning zone or the learning time from this pandemic, and when you get there, that is when you kind of learn to let go of some things that are out of your control. You just know, you know, there's nothing you can do. You have what you need, and I'm just learning to kind of go with the flow. You kind of learn to respond instead of react. And as I said, reacting is just kind of coming from that emotional place, whereas when you respond, you're going to think about, okay, I can't go anywhere. Nobody's coming. So let me find some, I need to find some activity for all of us to engage in. Let me find some movies. Let me go online and get a course. Take a course, and that is one of the wonderful things that is that's happening is that there are many, many online courses and things that you can take. There is one that I really want to make sure that I share with your audience that is available through actually Ivy League schools, where they are offering classes and making them available. All you have to do is Google Class Central, and it will take you to a site where there are free Ivy League courses in all areas that you can take during this pandemic, whereas typically these courses cost thousands of dollars. They're making them free now. So, again, learning how to kind of come out of this better and not bitter, not divorced, not hating your children and your spouses, but coming out with some growth, being a better person, knowing some things, acquiring some skills and tools that are allow you to, again, go forth and be what God has put you here to do and be. I think that is so important through this.
And, Candy, you said Google Class Central? Is that what you said?
No.
For free online class?
No, I said, to go on Google and put in Google Class Central.
Okay.
The website is www.classcentral.com. But if you Google Class Central, it'll take you to this site where there are free Ivy League courses. Also for children, the Amazon is offering free during the pandemic their future engineer program. And these are classes for children, second grade through the 12th grade, that teaches coding. And so one of the courses is coding through music, which of course is appealing to children. It's called Ear Sketch. And then they have other computer science programs that they're offering. One is on robotics, coding through robotics, and you can get more information on that. That's through a local station here, www.cbs46.com. And again, these are courses that you would normally pay hundreds of dollars for. So again, take advantage of some of these things that are being offered now. That, again, educate, inform, train, and allow you, again, to be better coming out of this. So there's plenty of things to focus on.
Can you give me that website? I'm going to post it on the Facebook Live for those. So you said www.bsandboy46. Is that right?
Yes. .com. Yes. www.cbs46.com. The other one is www.classcentral.com/collection/ivy-league-moocs. We'd love for your listeners to tap into some of these resources.
You know, they say that we're all in this together, and we are, and we're going to come out of this better, better than before. So, Gandy, why don't you transition us to the last phase of the zone that you talk about, growth.
Okay. In growth zone, you have found a purpose in all of this. Being home with your family, your children, you found and made some purpose-driven decisions, some purpose-driven task, and again, you come out of it knowing what you're going to do and how you're going to move forward. You're not just thinking about yourself and what you don't have anymore and what you need, but you're actually thinking of others, how you can help, how you can give, and you're using those skills to do that. For instance, if you've taken one of these classes, you may come out utilizing that skill and that tool that you've acquired to help someone else and to move into a new place. You can operate with empathy. Remember in the fear zone, you were complaining. Here, you're seeing the other person's needs and wanting to address them. You're doing something that you mentioned before. You're staying in the moment. You're staying in the present. You focus on the future, but you are able to live in the present moment. You are not reacting. You are aware of your emotions. You are aware of what you need. And then you do those things to get those needs met. You take care of yourself. You are walking and practicing self-care first so that you can kind of take care of other people. You show gratefulness. You have learned to adapt to change. Change does not throw you off your game. You can move in it. You shift. Turn, do whatever you need to do, but you can adapt and move into whatever is going on. And you can, and this is, I love this, you practice calmness. You're not going off. You're not losing it. Your relationships are intact. Your health is intact. Your spirituality is intact. You're taking care of all those things and all those parts of you that allow you to be well. And so that's the growth zone. So you come out of this, again, better. And that becomes very, very important because this is a time to reset. This is not a bad thing. And as you said, we get back to community. We get back to being kind to one another, supporting one another. We need to come out of this having our own in many, many areas. Our neighborhoods need the one thing I thought about this yesterday. It would be awesome if we can come out of this pandemic and sagging is no longer appropriate and okay. That would be a major mind shift. Sagging. Something as simple as that. Sagging. If we can come out of this pandemic and sagging not be okay to us, that would be big. So simple things like that. Because we've got to make a mind shift and we've got to realize through this that we are all we have. Nobody's looking out for us. Nobody's going to give to us. We have to create our own. And that's what we need to be about doing when we come out of this.
I think that what it also does is that it pushes us to look inward. You know, first person we got to fix is ourselves. You know,
mm-hmm.
and understand
mm-hmm.
why we are, and be accountable for who we are. You know, if you are in a home and, like I said earlier, the energy is off, you know, figure out why that is and fix it. We are so much, we have the power to create the future that we want to have. You know, we may not have control over this pandemic, but we do have control over our space, and we do have control over what's happening. You know, that should be your safest place to go. You know, that's where your immediate needs are met. That's where your immediate resources are within your home. And so we got to change the environment in our home. So we should not be sagging in our home, or sadness in our home, or, you know, mayhem in our home, totally disruption in our home. Whether it's to your spouse or your kids or extended family member or whomever, we have the power to control that. We all should have some peace. Not that life doesn't bring us challenges, but we really should be at a place where we can have peace in our homes. And it's possible.
Absolutely.
And we definitely have the power to do that. Definitely have the power to do that. And if you have problems or need some support and getting that done, there are a lot of resources out here. One is right here in the virtual cafe with me, and have e-visits available to meet with people. Can you tell us about those benefits that certain providers are doing? To giving people support and giving them assistance and getting EAP, moving EAP programs, guidelines, and things like that. So
there's been a lot of leniency in terms of being able to access services, counseling services. Of course, right now everything is virtual, and so most of it is done on a video platform that is HIPAA compliant. However, many insurance companies have waived copays. So if you had a copay that you had to pay and it was, you know, kind of high and that prevented you from seeking help or getting counseling, many insurance companies have waived the copay. EAP companies, which is an employee assistance program that typically will provide free counseling as a benefit to the employee. Many of those programs are allowing extra sessions just because of the pandemic. So if you have an EAP company, you might want to call, an EAP benefit, you may want to call and see if you can get sessions. Those sessions are free to the employee, no cost out of your pocket to access those services. So, again, services are being made available in a way that they have never before. Even they have laxed who can do e-visits and phone visits. So there are plenty therapists nationwide that are available to counsel couples, children, families. So take advantage of these services because they probably, hopefully, won't happen again in our lifetime that some of these resources become available in the way that they are right now. Again, if things are coming up, you're realizing there's some issues and things you need to deal with and get on the other side of, this is a perfect time to do that. All you need most of the time is a computer or your cell phone. I have clients who do their visits right through their smartphone. So you don't need any special equipment. Some platforms, you don't even have to download anything. All you have to do is put a link in your browser and you're in your counseling session. So please take advantage of these. I do offer e-visits. You can find me at Suddenly Professional Counseling. My Instagram hashtag is Suddenly_counseling. You can schedule a visit by calling 678-532-9760, and I'll put that number up for you on the site.
That's good, because I really want people to be aware of what's out there, because like you said earlier, there's loss of income in the household, and men really don't do well with that. And that's a problem, you know, a serious problem for a family to have a loss of income and to deal with the emotion behind that. There are families at home with children with special needs, and now they're not going to school to get education and support that they were going to get. So the parents are having to deal with that. And so can you imagine being in a household where there's a loss of income, there's a child with special needs, and then there may be one of those parents that have to then work from home. So it's a lot of pressure for those who are dealing with this COVID-19 issue and how this pandemic is affecting them. And so we want to just give support where we can, lend a hand, lend a heart, lend a prayer to those in need to kind of help them through this challenging time. And so it can be really difficult for a person looking to be at peace with this change and not having those outlets.
And with that being said, make sure you're
church.
Taking a...
Go ahead, Candy.
I'm sorry. Yeah, make sure you're taking advantage of services that are maybe offered through your mortgage company. Some mortgage companies are allowing you to skip a payment. Same thing with your car payments. Make sure you're communicating with your landlords. Some of them are, you know, giving you a grace period or splitting the rent in half. Allowing you to make two payments instead of one payment. So reach out if there are some financial hardships. I know there are many car insurance companies that are allowing a reduced payment just because we're not driving as much. And some of those that I know of that are doing that would be State Farm, Nationwide, Lincoln Mutual, Progressive, Safeco. So all of the large car insurance companies are offering a discount. They're not allowing you not to pay. But if you cut off 20% or 25%, that helps. So make sure, again, you're accessing resources and asking. Sometimes we have not because we ask not. So make those calls. I don't know about credit card companies, but I know some of the utility companies, AT&T, I think is working with their customers. So reach out, ask for what you need. Don't be stressed about it and take it out on your spouse and kids. Get the help you need.
Right, exactly. I'm gonna call back up because and I'm gonna make some changes on my car insurance so I can see if I can get that lower. So thanks. You can make it do for me. Oh, I might be changing my insurance company.
Right, and that's what I threatened. And I got 20% off, which helped. That was almost, yeah, that helped a lot.
Okay. Well, this has been an awesome show. We got a lot of comments and tips and feedback. The people are responding to what they've heard, and I'm thankful that they can they can do that. But don't forget, you all, to check with your employers, check with your health insurance companies. There are some services out there, especially counseling services, y'all, because I realize that it is tough not to be able to leave home. Unlike me, I'm used to working from home. I've become a hermit, and I'd be staying here and never leave out, except to go step in every now and then. But I am very comfortable working from home, but I realize this is not the norm for a lot of people, and you do get cabin fever. You can drive yourself crazy. So there are services out there. Continue to stay tuned. We're going to be doing a show for the next few weeks talking about this pandemic and things that are going on inside the house. We have the lockdown on love session coming up. We're going to talk to those entrepreneurs who are working from home and have them to kind of get tips on how to be successful with it and managing time. I have a few educators that's going to be coming on talking about now that kids are having homeschool, tips that you can do in terms of helping your kids not to fall behind during these last few months of school and what you can do with them over the summer. So I have some good stuff coming up for everyone, in which I think will benefit and allow you to definitely be at a better place when this is over. If this too shall pass, it will end. We will get through it. We're all in this together. So thank you so much, Candy. We have enjoyed you here in the cafe. Anything you want to say to our listeners before we close out the show?
Just that we are going to get through this, and we can come out of this being better. It is a reset. So take advantage of the time, take advantage of the opportunities and the resources. We're never going to have this steal time again, hopefully. So use it wisely. And again, come out stronger, healthier, better, and able to have loving, nurturing, fulfilling relationships and taking care of one another. We've got to do better.
And we have nothing but time. We have nothing but time, y'all. And we have, there's no reason why you shouldn't come out of this. You want to lose weight, lose weight. You want to work out, work out. You want a better relationship, you should be able to do that. You should be able to, I mean, this is so much time, and there's so many things that you can do. Clean out closets, you know, paint a wall, redecorate a room. There's so much that we can do that we should come out of this better, in a better place than we were before. Spiritually, emotionally, financially, because I know y'all saving money. You can't go nowhere, can't do nothing. So I know y'all saving money, so we at a better place when this is over. So be soon. Continue to shelter in place. Stay safe. It's been awesome. Yeah.
Thank you.
I just love this show, Coffee Talk with Soy. That is your new morning show where real talk happens every Saturday at 10 a.m. I'd like to thank the listeners and the guests for joining me in the cafe today. What a wonderful time we had. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Don't forget to download the app Coffee Talk with Soy from your app store. It's available on iTunes and Google Play. Stay connected, folks, by visiting the website, coffeetalkwithsoy.com, as well as looking for us under your social media sites. We're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram under the name Coffee Talk with Soy. Remember, the size of the problem is never the issue. Remember, it's the size of you. Be great because you are awesome. Tell them Soy said so. Thanks for listening. Have a great week. Bye-bye.